Unreroute the rivers, let the damned water beat. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The people are thirsty because of man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind, when the water hits the banks of that hard, dry land.
Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up later on the program, General Director and CEO Susan Danis of the Florida Grand Opera speaks with Charles Greenfield about the FGO's exciting new season at the Arsht and the Broward Center. Film critic Dan Hudak previews the second annual Key West Film Festival. Chef Norman Van Aken presents A Word on Food, and our arts calendar today features Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. A partnership between sister cities Nice, France, and Miami launched the Miami Nice Jazz Festival last year, and it's back again featuring many great stars. Founder and CEO Philippe Potesta Herder and Panda Events have their concerts taking place countywide at 7 locations, opening tonight at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center with jazz vocalist Gregory Porter, who opened up this segment, and closing November 10th with the J Blues Band at the Riviera Hotel on South Beach. The festival kicks off Miami French Weeks, an initiative of the French American Chamber of Commerce and the Consulate of France in Miami to promote French culture here in South Florida. And with us today to find out about all of the enticing, exciting details is the founder and CEO of the Miami Nice Jazz Festival, Mr. Philippe Potesta Herder. And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat, Philippe.
Good afternoon, Ed. How are you?
Great. And thanks so much again for bringing us another superb festival. You've really you're going to be bringing some great talent down here, and you've branched out all over the county. That's something different for this year. And what made you consider expanding to 7 concert venues?
Well, the mission statement of the festival was to promote the jazz culture in South Florida, Miami being the main act. So we decided to expand further south at the South Dade Cultural Arts Center, and also at a couple of venues in Miami Beach, as well as the Miami Gem, the Olympia Theater, where mm-hmm. two of our performances will take place, as well as different satellite events, post events in downtown Miami, like Soya in Pomodoro, PAX. We kind of wanted to also give support to all these venues that are promoting jazz on all year long, on a yearly basis.
Bravo.
And that should be recognized for doing such a good job. As you know, jazz is a tough market here in South Florida. And a lot of people are involved all year long in this process of promoting this great art form. And the festival was really wanted to give our hats off to them and promote their great job.
Bravo for that effort. You know, we have so many great colleges down here and universities kicking out superb jazz musicians every single semester, it seems. And many don't have a place to play. So we need to grow this. This
is definitely. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we have a lot of the satellite events are performed by Miami-based artist.
And we'll get to that in just a minute.
Oh, sure.
One more quick question. Tell me more about Miami French Weeks, which your festival opens tonight. What other events and
the French Weeks? The French Weeks were an initiative of the French American Chamber of Commerce, pursuant to promote the French culture in South Florida. So they will have and you can go on their website as well, which is French Weeks Miami. .com, and you will be able to enjoy also one of their great idea, which is called French Cafe and French Spice, which is kind of a declination of what Miami Spice is, but geared toward French restaurants and French establishments. So they have a promotional package to promote those venues and give you great discount. There is also different conventions that are being held. They are more commercial oriented. So nothing really to do with culture, but the point is that the French culture is growing here in South Florida, mm-hmm. and a lot of French people are moving here, and they are a way of supporting this great this great culture here in South Florida.
C'est magnifique?
C'est magnifique.
Yeah. Now, you've already had your pre-opening event over at the Van Dyke Cafe on Lincoln Road featuring the group The French Horn. But tonight, all the excitement is down at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center, a magnificent, fairly new performing arts center with the jazz world's darling in male vocal, Gregory Porter. This is exciting stuff, Philippe.
Yeah, thank you so much for recognizing that. Gregory Porter has a long history with the Nice Jazz Festival in South of France, which is the original festival. Mm-hmm. We are the South Florida chapter for them. And we wanted to also pay tribute to his beautiful performances that he's been doing over there for the last 3 years already. He's been on the festival two summers in a row. And we're really familiar with his art and what he's doing, and he's such a great performer. And we really wanted to bring male vocal jazz in South Florida. And the South Dade is definitely the great venue for such a performance. Brand new venue built by the South Dade, the Miami-Dade Cultural Affairs. Mm-hmm. We wanted to bring stellar performers in that venue, which is already doing a great job all year long with a lot of great musicians. Gregory Porter has been doing very good in the U.S. He did his first TV a few weeks ago on Jay Leno. So this is definitely a rising star here in America. And we wanted to pay tribute to all this hard work and sweat and tears, I would say, put behind his career.
It's a great booking, Gregory Porter. The opening set will be, and thank you so much for booking local jazz musicians, the Stamps Jazz Quintet from the University of Miami Frost School of Music. So an exciting jazz evening. And, of course, the headliner, Gregory Porter. His new recordings are lauded, and he's the shining star in the jazz male vocal area. Now, you'll be celebrating the great legacy of Edith Piaf.
Yes.
Tomorrow night.
At the Olympia Theater, formerly the Gusman Center. Edith Piaf's close friend, Ginou Richet, discovered Jill Egro a few years ago. She was also the personal secretary of late Edith Piaf. And 50 years ago, on October 11th, Piaf passed, and we are celebrating the 50-year anniversary of her disparition here at the Olympia in Miami.
Perfect venue.
Yes. Edith Piaf was performed so many times at the Olympia. She kind of made the Olympia what it is. And though her last concert was not at the Olympia, but out of the Eiffel Tower in 1962,
wow.
We wanted to pay tribute to her art that has created many vocations, yeah, around the world and inspired so many artists. So tonight, yes, at the Olympia Theater at the Olympia Theater in downtown Miami, please come out. This is a fabulous show. I would almost call it a musical, because it's going to retrace the life of Edith Piaf from her birth to her death. It's about a 2.5-hour show with a little bit of intermission. And keep also in mind that Jill was the voice of Edith Piaf in the movie La Vie en Rose, performed by Marion Cotillard, who won an Academy Award for that performance, a movie by Olivier Dahan in 2006. And we are looking for a great show, and please, South Florida, come out and just come and visit us on Saturday at the Olympia. It's going to be great.
More information at MiamiNiceJazzFestival.com. Of course, we want to zip through in our next 3 minutes with Philippe. So many great people you're bringing into South Florida. Stanley Clark, the penultimate jazz fusion bassist, coming Saturday, November 2nd at 8 p.m. to the beautiful South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. And one of the greatest Brazilian pianists, the magnificent Eliane Elias, in a tribute to Chet Baker, Saturday, November the 9th at the Olympia, the beautiful Olympia Theater, once again at the Gusman Center in downtown Miami on Flagler. And the South Florida Jazz Orchestra will be opening up for Eliane Elias. Powerful show. Let me continue, because we're running out of time, unfortunately. Solstice Jazz, Saturday, October the 26th, in downtown Miami at Soya E. Pomodoro, a wonderful restaurant I hear.
Yeah, Soya y Pomodoro is a great setup for authentic food and which fits very well jazz. They've been doing a lot of great things for local musicians for the last few years. The owner and the chef and his partner are also very very interesting people, very giving back to the community. They do a lot of great things, and by way of this festival, we also wanted to support what they do all year long. Again, Soya y Pomodoro, great food, great music on the weekends, Friday and Saturday night. Definitely a place people should go. It's kind of I kind of feel bad to talk about it because I would like to keep it just for myself. It's really kind of like a little gem that not so many people know about, and maybe sometime it's better that way. But
find out more information about Soya y Pomodoro at MiamiNiceJazzFestival.com and Solstice Jazz performing there Saturday at 8 p.m. Nikki Kidd at the Van Dyke Cafe, Wednesday, October 30th. She's a great talent and the wonderful fairly new jazz trumpeter here in town in residence at the University of Miami. Brian Lynch presents his multi-jazz session at the great club PAX on Monday, November 4th. Let me zip through this, if I may. Wednesday, November 6th. Bikini Jazz back at the wonderful Van Dyke Cafe, and Saturday, November 9th, the Derek Fairholm Trio, once again at Soya y Pomodoro in downtown Miami. And your closing night party on South Beach.
Yeah, on South Beach at the Riviera Hotel, which is a fairly new open hotel, brand new place. Very beautiful decor. It's a great setup for an afternoon jazz. That's our closing event. It's a free event. If you bring your ticket stubs, you will be receiving free cocktails there at the bar at the
Riviera. Munchies too.
Yeah, also munchies. Yeah, and wine tasting.
Founder and CEO of the Miami Nice Jazz Festival, Mr. Philippe Potesta Herter, our guest today, opening up South Florida Arts Beef. Once again, for more info, Miami Nice JazzFestival.com. Thank you so much, Philippe. Good luck.
Nice is spelled like nice, N-I-C-E. So if you can find it, you probably misspelled it. Thank you.